Thank you, Dr. Roberts. Bishop Aitchen, Monsignor Seeker, Father Frederick, my brother priests, dear graduates of 2014, your parents and families, dear faculty and staff, students of Wyoming Catholic, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Again, what a personal joy and honor it is for me to be here with you today in Lander, Wyoming. And what a beautiful day it is the Lord has blessed us with to be here. Monsignor Seeker and I took a hike yesterday up Sink Canyon, which was a beautiful reminder of the breathtaking beauty of the place where you've spent the last 4 years. And what a joy to be in the company of such families, the families of the graduates, who I've gotten to know a little bit over the last couple days, the families of the faculty and staff, the family of Wyoming Catholic College. And last evening was a pure delight. The toasts, the music, the entertainment, the friendship was pure joy. When I was chaplain of the Rome campus at the University of Dallas, over the years I built friendships with many college students. Those friendships endure to this day. But there were two extraordinary young people, authentic disciples of Jesus Christ, Sean and Becca Lewis. You know them well. And you know what loss they've suffered. Their beautiful daughters, Olivia and Emma. What a tremendous witness Sean and Becca are for real hope in Jesus Christ. In fact, let us take a moment and pray together for the consolation of the Holy Spirit for the Lewis family. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We thank God for the witness of the Lewis family, the joy, the grace, the hope, in the midst of extraordinary hardship. During these days, I also have had the honor of meeting the parents of Christine and Lorene Allen. A year ago, I grieved with Wyoming Catholic College community when I heard from Monsignor Seeker the tragic death of Christine. I've since learned of the extraordinary contribution that Christine gave to this college in her freshman year, her only year here, of her humility, her desire for holiness, and her reliance on God's grace. That will be forever remembered at this college. I want to thank you for honoring me with the Sede Sapientiae Award. Our Blessed Mother possessed a kind of wisdom that we can only hope to understand. She is the seat of wisdom, the seat of joy, and the seat of charity. I am humbled to receive this award in her honor. As Dr. Roberts mentioned, I am a former student of the University of Kansas and a convert to the Catholic faith. I entered the Catholic Church in 1975 during my undergraduate years at the University of Kansas. And my godfather was Dr. John Sr., one of the three founders of the Pearson Integrated Humanities Program at KU. Dr. Sr.'s name might be familiar to some of you. John Sr. was a good and holy man. He understood the human person, the longings of the soul, the yearning for truth and for goodness and for beauty. The Integrated Humanities Program was an effort to form young men and young women in truth, the truth of human nature, the truth of God's first book, the created world, the truth of natural law, the truth that comes to us through divine and generous revelation of God the Father. I became a Catholic because men like John Sr. opened my mind and my heart to the incredible beauty and truth and goodness of the gospel. They did it in ways that will seem familiar to you, through music and dance, conversation, hiking, and poetry. Poetry, my dear graduates, opens our hearts and allows us to be born in wonder. Nascantur in admiratione. It opens us to an encounter with the God who speaks in meter and rhythm of our very being. Last evening, it was a delight to hear the Robert Frost poem, Stopping by Snowy Woods, and Gerard Manley Hopkins' God's Grandeur. And as I was walking through St. Canyon through the wind, I was reminded of the very first poem I ever learned. I've never forgotten it. It's by that prolific poet, Anonymous. And it goes like this. O western wind, when wilt thou blow, the small rain down can rain. O Christ, that my love were in my arms, and I in my bed again. You know that poem. Fantastic. I still don't have a clue of what it means. Never have and probably never will. But it's sheer delight, you know, and it just brings joy to the heart. Providence is a wonderful thing. In 2003, when conversations about Wyoming Catholic College began, many of those who served on the original Founders Committee were students of John Sr. We remembered what we had experienced at KU. We remembered the waltzes and the stargazing, the Latin and the poetry. We remembered that our hearts were opened, became alive, enfleshed, as the scriptures tell us, when we learned to open our senses, our intellects, and our imaginations. We remembered what it was to be born in wonder. Those experiences run through the philosophical statement of Wyoming Catholic College. But Wyoming Catholic College is different and unique because, first of all, it's Catholic, because its entire orientation is the salvation of souls through the discovery of truth and what Pope Francis called in his apostolic exhortation, the Gospel of Joy, the via pulchritudinis, the way of beauty, a way that ultimately leads to a deep and intimate friendship with Jesus Christ. The philosophical statement of Wyoming Catholic says that this is to be a place where, quote, youth may have the opportunity to undergo a life-changing conversion, a turning away from the nihilism of our age, and a turning towards the objective, supernatural, and natural truths of faith and reason, end of quote. What you've experienced here is among the finest kinds of education in the history of Western civilization. I don't have to remind you that you're privileged, but more than privileged, you are graced. In the providence of God, you have received that extraordinary grace of an education in the liberal arts. The entirety of your lives will be shaped and formed by what you've experienced here. But far more important than the trajectory of our mortal lives is the trajectory of our immortal souls. And the destiny of your immortal soul is a matter of the choices you will make when you leave Lander, Wyoming. The philosophical statement of Wyoming Catholic College says that a Catholic liberal education produces a man who can freely direct himself to his proper end. That's true. Today I would like to talk for just a few moments about our proper ends. Many institutions of higher learning encourage their graduates to go forth into the world to be financially successful, to achieve prestige and power, and to secure a comfortable future. However, the institution of Wyoming Catholic College has prepared you to direct yourselves to the ends and purposes proper to Christians. The gospel says that the mission of a Christian is to go out into the world and proclaim the gospel to everyone. As to the matter of money, graduates, I have no idea whether you have much of it. When I graduated from college, I had none. I was broke. And I suspect most of you are similarly situated, maybe even wondering how you will pay off your education loans. But by all the metrics that matter, because of your education and formation here at Wyoming Catholic College, each of you is immeasurably rich. The education and formation you've been given here is an extraordinary treasure. You've been given a special kind of Christian formation. You've been given access to the wealth of insight and knowledge that defines Western history. Your critical and rational faculties have been refined and tempered and polished. Most especially, you possess yourselves in habit and discipline and virtue. You possess a very real and very rare kind of personal freedom. Each of you, dear graduates, has been graced with the most important kinds of richness. But what you do with the wealth of your formation is up to you. When a rich young man approached Jesus asking how he could obtain salvation, our Lord told him to sell everything he had and give it to the poor. Those words inspired Francis of Assisi to embrace evangelical poverty and to offer himself to the poor in the service of Jesus Christ. Those words inspired Teresa of Calcutta to leave the walls of her convent school and live among the poorest of the poor, tending to their sickness and hunger, while at the same time tending to their souls. And they inspired our current Holy Father to take the name of Francis and to reflect that, quote, the church is called to come out of herself and to go to the existential peripheries, the mystery of sin, of pain, of injustice, of ignorance, and indifference to religion, of intellectual currents, and of all misery. When the church does not come out of herself to evangelize, she becomes self-referential and then gets sick. End of quote. Jesus told the rich young man to sell what he had and give it to the poor because he wanted to call him out of himself. He wanted to know that our faith is fundamentally oriented to others. When we become members of the body of Christ, we enter into the passion of Christ, which means that we enter into a life that is missionary, and a life that is evangelical. To be Christians is to pour ourselves out as Christ did on the cross, so that men and women made in the image of God can be reconciled to him, united with him in this world and in the next. The command to love others as we love ourselves is a command to bring the world to Jesus Christ, to make disciples of all nations. At Wyoming Catholic College, you have been given the kinds of riches that cannot be sold off. But the words of our Lord, sell what you have and give it to the poor, apply to you, and indeed every Christian. To live the gospel means to allow the richness of your formation at Wyoming Catholic to be poured out for the salvation of souls. Whether material or spiritual possessions, you will give what you have to the poor and follow after Jesus. We're living, as Pope Benedict so famously said in 2005 when he was elected Pope, we live in a world that has largely surrendered to a dictatorship of relativism. And the consequences of the moral and cultural relativism are abundant. Among your peers, this is most borne out in the consequences of a technocratic materialism that dominates our cultural worldview. Alice von Hildebrand writes that, quote, never in the history of mankind has the average man had so many material possessions, and yet never has he been more restless and unhappy. Technocracy spreads loneliness and unsettled individualism. We're isolated by our screens and social media and streaming video. A world measured by Facebook likes and Twitter followers is isolating. We're culturally conditioned towards self-promotion. But this often comes at the detriment of authentic human relationships. Our possessions are making us lonely. And we face today a crisis of Christian imagination, of human imagination. We live in the tyranny of distraction. Technocracy ensures that we are constant consumers of content without pause for reflection or contemplation. We become too often like Odysseus's lotus eaters, unwilling and unable to examine our lives or the world or our relationship with God. We have become flat-souled. Adventure and romance and poetry have taken a back seat to uninspiring entertainment. My good friend, Professor Anthony Esselin, the great Dante scholar, Andrew, has said that the devices we have too often render us unable to carry on conversations, let alone to build friendships, relationships, or to pray. The restriction of the use of technology at Wyoming Catholic has been a benefit to you and has allowed you to come out of yourselves. And wise use of technology is a good thing. I've got a Facebook page, two of them, as a matter of fact. And it's a great way to communicate. I've got a Twitter account. But we cannot become slaves to these means of technology. At times, the culture in which we live seems inimical, even to the good life, let alone to authentic Christian life. But the formation you've been given has perfectly suited you to be missionaries in our times and in our culture. Your riches are precisely what are needed for the poverty of our time. In a world that is losing the capacity for conversation, you've spent years cultivating a sense of the poetic dialectic, the open, free, imaginative conversation in which heart speaks to heart, cor ad cor loquitur. One conversation at a time, I heard the other night at the senior dinner. Among people who are hungering for relationship, you've seen the power of Christian friendship and you've lived it. In a culture where adventure and romance and imagination are dying, you've climbed peaks, swum rivers, and so doing, you've discovered true friendship and have glorified God in the process. Your hearts have been moved to wonder and joy and peace here in Lander. The world needs the same thing. Newman once reflected that, in a certain sense, man is not a reasoning animal. He is a seeing, feeling, contemplating, acting animal. Newman said that the heart is commonly reached not through reason, but through the imagination. You, dear graduates, know the power of the imagination, of songs and sonnets, of couplets and stories. Your hearts are alive in Jesus Christ, and the world is hungering for that life. Dear graduates of 2014, the world needs the gospel, and you have been prepared to be its herald. In 1990, Pope St. Paul, John Paul II, said that in our culture, economic well-being and consumerism inspires and sustains a life lived as if God did not exist. He concluded that what is needed now is a new evangelization. A new evangelization is the proclamation of the gospel to a world living as if God does not exist. It is the new evangelization to which you are called. The things you have given here, wonder, reason, friendship, beauty, these are precisely the things that will bring the world back to Jesus Christ. Pour yourselves out, dear graduates. Pour out the richness you've been given. If you wish for eternal life, use the treasure of this education to bring the world to Jesus Christ. Some of you are called to leave Lander and enter seminary or religious life. In very specific ways, you'll become full-time missionaries of the gospel. Praise God for that. But all of you, no matter your particular vocation, are called to go into the world fully prepared, in the words of St. Paul, to give an answer for the hope that you have. In August, Dr. Roberts, in his inaugural address as president of Wyoming Catholic College, called you to be to holy audacity and zeal, to become modern apostles, he said. The time has come to get out of the trenches, to take up our intellectual and spiritual armor and storm the fields for the Lord. Dr. Roberts was right. And he was especially right when he said that we must be people of love. Dear graduates, you're called to relationships, to friendships, to works of mercy that bring the world to the love of Jesus Christ. Mother Teresa knew that what brought souls to Christ was encountering them as human beings, worthy of time, worthy of attention, and worthy of love. She tells a story of walking down a street in London and encountering a drunk man, not homeless or destitute, just drunk and alone. She took him by the hand and looked him in the eyes and asked him how he was doing. A tear came to his eyes. "Oh," he said, "it has been so long since I have felt the warmth of a human hand." The most terrible poverty, said Blessed Mother Teresa, is the feeling of loneliness and being unloved. By that measure, we're living in very poor times. And the richness of your formation at Wyoming Catholic College can be the antidote. The new evangelization is the work of ordinary men and women who enter into the lives of their communities with audacity and zeal, with joy and daring. Ordinary men and women who can be the leaven that gives life to all. The new evangelization is witness to the love of Jesus Christ in a world hungering to know him. You are the rich young men and women who most offer the treasure of your formation to the world. You, if you choose to be, are the new evangelization. You are greater than you can even imagine. Do not be afraid to be evangelists for Jesus Christ. Do not be afraid to be modern apostles. Do not be afraid to encounter the broken world for the sake of truth. Do not be afraid to offer all that you have been given, to pour out your lives for the salvation of souls. Ultimately, our lives will be measured by the souls we bring to Jesus Christ. Will the treasure you've been given serve that end? Dear graduates, as I said earlier, your whole lives have been shaped by the formation you received here at Wyoming Catholic College. How many other lives will be shaped by that formation? How many will know Jesus Christ because you have known him? Will you offer the treasure you've been given to the poor and thus to Jesus Christ? Will the world be reborn in wonder? And will you make disciples of all nations? Graduating class of 2014, congratulations on your commencement, and may God bless you abundantly. Amen.